Hi, this is WAER Music Director Eric Cohen welcoming you to my latest Jazz Journeys podcast, heard exclusively on WAER.org. You can also enjoy me weeknights on EC in the evening from 8 to 11, with one exception, that being Thursday, when I follow Jazz Night in America at 9. Well, it's time to unearth another never-before-heard interview from one of the premier artists in jazz. A couple of years ago, I had the distinct pleasure of chatting with world-renowned saxophonist and clarinetist Paquito de Rivera. A native of Havana, Cuba, Paquito's career speaks for itself. A 14-time Grammy Award winner and NEA Jazz Master, who began as a soloist with the Cuban National Symphony at the age of 17. At the outset of our interview, Paquito commented on how much he was enjoying his visit to Central New York.
It's fun being here. It's so much enthusiasm here. We visited this morning elementary school, and we played with a big band, really big band, like 9 saxophones, 10 trumpets, 2 euphoniums, 1 trombone, and 6 alto sax. That was so much fun, you know, playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star with those.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we improvised on top of that that simple piece, you know. The love of music is around this town.
Was your father the biggest reason why you decided to pursue music?
I had no choice. My father practiced the tenor saxophone for 26 hours a day. So
that's a lot of practicing.
That's a lot of practicing.
Wow.
I never saw that instrument in the case.
My gosh.
It was always, the case was new and the saxophone was totally worn out.
My gosh.
So he was all the time practicing or listening to Lester Young. He never had the ability to improvise, but he loved Lester Young and Stang it. And the Goodman Orchestra. So I grew up listening to all that and copying the solos of Benny Goodman solos from the LPs,
yeah,
with the soprano sax. So I had no choice. And if not, we were reading. He loved literature. So I grew up in that atmosphere, and I am so happy, you know, so thankful for him.
Well, the main reason Paquito was in Syracuse that day might come across as a tad bit odd. He had actually just seen the Sacha Baron Cohen movie Borat, and somehow that led to the musician being commissioned to write a piece of music titled Borat in Syracuse. Why not let Paquito tell the story?
I don't know how somebody called me. You know that I am lucky for this area here. Ithaca is not very, very far from here, right?
Ithaca is not far at all. No, it's less than an hour.
In Ithaca, I met a group that we just formed in those days, which is the New York Voices.
Oh, yes, sure.
And Jay Ashby and Marty Ashby. And for some reason, I am very... I have a lot of affinity for this in this area here. So somebody called me and said, they want to commission you to write a piece for your own quintet. I said, wow, they want to commission me to write a piece for my own quintet, yeah. And then you have to premiere it there with the quintet. Sound good to me. In those days, I was watching a movie called Borat, the crazy Sacha Baron Cohen, you know?
He is a wacky guy, yes.
Very crazy. And then we fall in love with the character. He's very nasty and all that, you know, very dirty, but creative, you know, such a creative guy. So I say, okay, I am going to write this piece called Borat in Syracuse. So our assistant say, Borat in Syracuse, what is that all about?
What's the connection there, yeah?
The connection is that, you know, that the entire, for those of you who have seen the movie, the entire movie, he's wearing a very light summer suit. It's a gray suit, very light, you know? And he had an American flag in his left hand, and in the right hand, he had a little suitcase. With a live chicken inside.
I heard about that. I've not seen the movie, but I've seen those clips.
You want to see that?
I will.
Yeah, with a live chicken in it. And then I tried to imagine, because the first time I came to this area was in the winter, and the winter here is the real thing. It's very heavy, the winter.
Oh.
So I imagine Borat the image of Borat trying to climb those hills of snow with the American flag,
the chicken,
and the light. Say, wow, Borat in Syracuse. And then the melody is very humoristic.
Not only did Paquito perform that piece with Joe Raposo's SU Morton Schiff Jazz Ensemble that night, but the song would be nominated for a Grammy Award in the category of Best Instrumental Composition. It didn't win, but it certainly captured the imagination of all those in attendance that night who got to hear the world premiere. Now, my final question for Paquito was asking him to explain what life in America is like some 27 years after he defected from his native Cuba.
The opportunity is something like a train. It will pass and you will have to be ready to jump, ready and dress like elegantly, preferably like
yes,
a Joe.
Yes.
On it, you know, the opportunity don't wait for nobody. So yes, I received the opportunity to develop my artistry and my career and all that. And I didn't do that by myself. I had to be thankful to the people around me that helped me doing that. The members of my band, my wife, you know, this great disc jockeys like you.
A world-class musician and an even better human being, Paquito de Rivera, who joined me live here in the WAER studios. A man who has so many accolades and awards, and something tells me, many still yet to come. To hear archived editions of Jazz Journeys, all you have to do is visit WAER.org. I thank you again for listening, and don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, WAER, as well as the station at WAER883. So until next time, remember, jazz, only four letters, but infinite possibilities. Take care.